Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
it's you living.
We all under attack,
it's you different.
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like how my pills said they took the wrong. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting.
Remember Tony got stabbed.
Yo, may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with rikers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go up 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and not repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Bismillah. In the name of Allah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulallah mubad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And salam, peace to you all. Welcome again to a wonderful night with Point of Impact. That's right, Point of Impact, the underground podcast that is mainstreaming right now. And we're here letting everyone know that we're here to support our returning citizens as well as those in society who are struggling with difficulties, you know, readapting and removing and getting himself adjusted in the society and moving forward to a successful life and a progressive life, but most importantly, a significant life. Yo, welcome everyone. October the 1st, here we are starting off this fall. We're coming in and this is our first podcast for the month of October, and we're looking forward to a wonderful month. Remember everyone, coming up very soon, December the 15th. That's right, December the 15th is Community United Focus Presents Point of Impact Recognition Night. Recognition Night fundraiser. That's right, the second one coming around. Here you go. You don't want to miss this one. If you missed last year, you don't want to miss this year. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. And, of course, you know who I am, your famous host. That's right, Mr. Derek Hansford, a.k.a. Abdul Mabdi Mujahid Minhaj Malai Ibn Hansford. How y'all all doing? And, of course, we got my co-host, the fabulous Queen Mother Krista. How you doing, man? You with us? Okay. She hasn't joined us right yet. but hopefully she'll be joining us soon.
I'm here. Hassan, how you doing? Good evening.
Okay, there you go. And, of course, we got my brother to the people, Hassan Shabazz. He won't be joining us today. Hassan is in at Virginia Tech doing some work, you know, of course, advocating for returning citizens. That's what we do, y'all. And hopefully everything is going well with him out there. But listen, we got a fabulous guest. I'm looking forward to coming on today, a brother who's very dear to me, brother by the name of Ahmed Shah. And he just returned home last week, or I believe it's last week he returned home. And this brother's a young man that I come to know. Matter of fact, our birthdays are the same day. We were born on the same day. And, you know, we have kind of the same passion, you know. But most importantly, you know, this man is now graced by Allah. He's returned. Hopefully he can get out here and do some of the work that he needs to get done. So hopefully he'll be joining us also tonight. So with that, Mother Queen, how you been? You want to talk to the people?
It's been good. You know, I'm still doing the after-school program with the kids in Gilpin Court. The numbers are growing with the kids. They enjoy, you know, the after-school program, being able to get that one-on-one with homework and just talking about real-life situations, teaching about entrepreneurship and, you know, the laws that govern them. A lot of things that they didn't know, but a lot of things that they did know, and which really, you know, let me know that their ears are open and they know what they're up against. So very smart group of kids. We had a community event this Saturday, and the delegate, Ray Cousins, stopped through, which was really good. So, wonderful.
And just so y'all know, you know, Community United Focus and Freedom Over Everything. Chris is the executive director of Freedom Over Everything, and I am a member of Freedom Over Everything, as well as Hassan Shabazz, who is the spokesperson for Freedom Over Everything. And like I said, Community United Focus, we're out here. We're working continually to, you know, attain progress and do things in the community to get the people more aware, more involved, and create productivity in our society and success for the people. Shai, Ahmed, you with us, brother?
Yes, I am.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brother. What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. I'm happy you heard, brother. This, ladies and gentlemen, I tried to get this brother to call when he was in the barbed wire city, you know, but he be giving me a hard time. We air like, you know, this is my little brother here, and I'm so grateful that he's here because I know that he's going to be a formidable opponent in the fight for criminal justice rectification. Listen, man, tell the people about yourself, man, and tell them what's going on with you, bro.
Thank you, brother. First, man, I want to thank you so much, man, for giving me the opportunity, man, just to be featured on your show. You know, truly, man, it's truly a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, make your path easy and any hardship that may befall you, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove it or make it easy for you if one should befall you.
I mean.
However, you know, I'm just thankful, man, to be out. And I want to, of course, you know, as you know, I have my program Always Straight, which is geared toward helping those youth from falling into the justice system or whatever. So I got some things lined up. I mean, this Saturday I'm going to talk to the youth at the rec center out here on the south side of Richmond. Me and another brother of mine, this is my first time I'll be speaking, you know, to help the youth and cultivate the youth. But, you know, I just got a lot of things going on. I'm trying to give back to the community, you know what I'm saying, and wake a lot of people up to what's really going on out here.
Did you say that this Saturday?
That is this Saturday. Inshallah ta'ala, I will definitely record it and definitely try to send it to you, because this is going to be my first time actually speaking. So I'm actually trying to prepare it and write a thing down now. The topic that they gave me was, you know, just helping cultivate the youth out here in the south side of Richmond. So, you know, I'm nervous because, you know, as you know, I'm not from Richmond.
Yes, sir. What time are you supposed to be? What time is that event?
What time? Okay, I believe it's at 2 p.m. Inshallah, that's what they told me, and they told me that it could change. However, I will shoot you the address, whatever, just so you can pull up, because I would greatly appreciate if some of my people would pull up, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I would try, but, you know, Saturday is August the 7th, and we have the People's Tribunal on Virginia's prisons and jails and detention centers. That's going to be a very big event that's going down in Richmond at the what is that facility, Christy? What
the
is
convention
it?
Center.
Yeah, the convention center in Richmond. It's going to be big. Got over 300 some people attending. It's going to be a very wonderful event, man. I was hoping maybe we can get you out there because it's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, well, this is what I was thinking. Maybe once I get done doing my thing with that one event, then I could, you know, swing by there. Because, you know, I do have, I do got wheels. You know what I'm saying? Alhamdulillah, Allah put mercy in a brother heart and let me hold his car. Brother, let me hold his car for 3 months. Okay, so this particular thing is going to be the Richmond Convention Center. Yeah, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I want you to,
I would love for you to be present. Community United Focus is one of the sponsors, and I love to be able to introduce you to everyone and allow you, you know, the space of time to present, you know, your program and what you're trying to do. So let's try to make that happen, okay?
Inshallah, for sure. No, you good. Inshallah, for sure. No, I got you, big brother.
So tell the people a little more, man, about, let's share with the people, brother. Me and you, we both know where we came from and what we, but, you know, I want the people to know you a little more, and I want you to share with the people, because you just was more, you're more than just a person who was, you know, in there striving to help recultivate brothers and re-educate brothers as far as, you know, their behavior and criminal-wise, but, you know, you were also, you know, spiritual leader. You know, you want to talk to the people more about, you know, share a little bit more with them, man. Don't be modest, brother. Let them know who you are, man.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, I did lead the people. Of course, I was the imam while I was in prison, which is, you know, a person who leads the people in prayer and also, you know, a voice of reason for the people as a like a liaison between administration for the voice of the Sunni Muslims. So, you know, I also done that, but, you know, I came from, I am from Norfolk, Virginia. I have come up in an area of Norview, which is, you know, a highly drug-infested area, a lot of gang and activity and things of such. However, I have grew up and, you know, I've been around these particular things. I have participated in different organized crime societies. And I overcame these particular things, and I found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, I have been hands-on with tackling gang members and those people who do sell drugs in prison, you know. So, alhamdulillah, I mean, I'm a very hands-on guy, you know what I'm saying? I believe it's only black or white. I don't believe it's in the middle, you know what I'm saying? I don't believe in a person being right or wrong. I believe in just going with the right way, you know what I'm saying? I'm not here to focus on, you know, a person's flaws or whatever. I'm just trying to help, you know, get society back right. And that's my main focus. I'm known for being, you know, I guess the force, or I could say the enforcer, you know, in the community. I do stand up for what's right, you know. So, and brothers that know me or brothers that may be listening in can definitely vouch for that. You know, that's definitely not a fraudulent statement that I made. So, you know, but I'm definitely down to earth. You know, I'm a lovable guy, of course, like my main man, Minhaj. So, you know, I mean, we down to earth, but, you know, I mean, I'm definitely nervous, you know. You know what I'm saying? Definitely speaking on this podcast like this, you know.
Oh, no. Hey, Krista, I can't. Hey, Mother Queen, I can't believe I'm hearing that this guy's nervous. Hey, you guys, listen, this guy is like my little, he's like my little brother. I mean, real talk. And, you know, I got to tell you, his energy is impeccable. You know what I'm saying? Is what he things when he steps into a room. And it's like we have a lot of air-like character. You know what I'm saying? But, LaQueen, anything you want to say to the brother?
First and foremost, welcome home. You know, it's always good to see when guys touch down and you are already with your feet running. You did not wait for the landing pad or anything. I see you already got your car, you already got your organization, you already got a speaking engagement. So I'm just so proud to hear how well and how ready you are to get the community, get back into the community and come back as a reincarcerated citizen. So I'm excited for you. I most definitely would love to come out and support anytime I'm out there in Gilpin Court doing the same thing, you know, boots on the ground in the community of Gilpin Court, me and Hassan Shabazz. So just let us know what we can do and when we can show up.
Okay, for sure. No problem. I'm definitely open for, you know, unity. I definitely believe in strength in numbers, especially when you have like-minded people together, you know. So no doubt. Another thing I wanted to, because a lot of times guys is returning back into society, you know, they be faced with a lot of trials and tribulations, and they tend to lag behind on, like, getting themselves together. However, I do believe that if you focus, you can get your things together. And don't listen to those things that the people may say. Like, for instance, I've been home September 18th. I came home September 18th. I got my learner's permit. 10 days later, I was able to actually get my license. So I actually have my license, and I have a vehicle that's fully registered, nothing illegal. It's easy to live your life the right way, you know. So, I mean, I believe that I believe we can help people and get, you know, help show people through my, you know. So.
And so now what we're representing on the People's Tribunal, we're going there to focus on, that's the one thing we're trying to break is this myth. And the thing that we're geared to speak to the people about is the truth of returning citizens. And you are just proof of that and more proof of that evidence of returning citizens, you know, being fruitful in the community, you know, being productive in the community, being significant in the community, you know. And a lot of times these aren't the stories we hear, you know what I mean? So what does it mean to you, brother, to be home now and be able to change that narrative of your life?
Oh, man, it means everything because, you know, before I was incarcerated, you know, I was an established young man. I was in the military. I was in the U.S. Army. I was married, and I had my son. You know, we was established, and then I committed this crime, you know, robbery, use of a firearm. And they sent me to prison for I was sentenced to 30 years to spend 15 years, right? So I did my time to the door, and, you know, I missed out on me seeing my son. So, alhamdulillah, Allah put the mercy in my ex-wife's heart to fly my son up here. Both of them flew up here for a couple of days, and I seen them. And seeing him, it just inspired me, man, like, you know, that I'm never going back in there, and I can do the right thing, and I'm going to do the right thing, you know, because I just, when I seen my son, it was just so... It just overtook me, man, and, you know, and it just inspired me to just want to do more, you know, because when I first came home, it just felt so unreal. It felt like it just wasn't, you know, it wasn't so unreal. And, you know, after all the time that you've done, you know exactly, it just felt unreal coming home like that and being able to, you know, do that, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I can definitely identify with the connection. For me, it was very interpersonal. I was very, you know, I went through a lot of post-traumatic stress, you know, and I'm still dealing with it. What are some of the kickbacks that you're seeing right now that you're being contested with as you strive to start to, you know, bridge the gap and return back to society?
Well, I guess the kickback that I see is, number one, it doesn't take nothing but a second for people to second-guess every action that you do moving forward. And what I mean by that is, you know, just the things that I've done in prison. Of course, I've done a lot of things for the Department of Corrections. I just did anti-gun violence video that's on YouTube, and it's called Counting the Cost of Gun Violence. You can see I did that for DOC. I've done numerous talks, speaking to college kids for them. I mean, I've done a lot of things like that, stuff that's noted that they actually gave me letters for as a sense of appreciation. However, when you get out here, it's like none of that transition over to your PO. But your PO will treat you like, you know, like you're no good. You know what I'm saying? That's one of the kickbacks I get, because it's like a smack in the face. Like, yo, I helped y'all do that gun violence joint, which was the biggest thing that was ever done in DOC history. I mean, that's on YouTube. That's to the FBI. They gave that to the ATF to use to put in different areas to help cultivate the youth from committing crimes like that again. However, my PO was totally unaware of all the things that I've done for them. So it was kind of like, you know, he's questioning my every little thing. And it's like, yo, I don't have any prison infractions for the last 8 years. So one of the kickbacks is the fact that, you know, when you get out here, no matter what you did, nobody never, you know, they never trust you. So.
And you know, that's one of the key things that I strive to, you know, get people to understand, you know, the truth of returning citizens and their impact is something great. And a lot of times we're not given recognition for the work that we do behind the barbed wire city, in the barbed wire city, and then returning home. You know, I know that because I too was met with the same type of pushback. You know what I'm saying? They were totally unaware of any of the things that I was doing as far as reentry and the programs that I had developed while I was in there. But, you know, that's okay. You know what I'm saying? Because I continued to show and prove and, you know, do what I had to do. And then within 3 years, I'm off of parole and probation right now. So, you know what I'm saying? It's all about, you know, having that resilience to be committed towards change. And change doesn't happen without change. You know what I'm saying? Brother Queen, you want to say anything?
Yeah, I was just going to say, how is the time on the clock, you know, in the days incarcerated and then out here, I know that the time is so much different. You seem like you have so much time while you're incarcerated, but when you come home, it's so much work to do but so little time. How has that affected your day?
Oh, absolutely, totally. Well, number one, I definitely understand what my family used to say when I was incarcerated, like, where did the day go? Because I swear, I feel like the time out here has accelerated, I mean, times 10. I mean, you have a lot of things that you would like to do. However, the reality of it happens, sometimes you just can't get it all done in one day. But, yeah, it definitely feels like time has sped up a lot. So, I mean, it's definitely a major adjustment. But, yeah, I definitely feel like, you know, time has definitely sped up, though. It doesn't feel like I've been home 10 days. We're going on 2 weeks. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks.
I am so excited. Like, this dude doesn't even know how grateful I am for him to be home, because I know the impact. I know this guy's potential. You know what I'm saying? And when you behind the barbed wire city, you're inside that barbed wire city, and you meet so many profound brothers, you know what I'm saying, who have so much to offer their families, in their community, it's like, you know, it comforts you to some similitude, because it gives you hope for a betterment in life. But people aren't aware of that. How does that roll over to you right now? How do you see yourself impacting the people closest to you right now?
Well, to be honest, man, when I sit back and think about the brothers that I know and have, you know what I'm saying, the elders that I have around me, far as you, Daoud, Shafi, the brother Raha. I mean, these different brothers that I have around me, I just feel like, for real, to be honest, the potential is unlimited. I believe the potential is totally unlimited, and I don't believe in capping at all. I totally believe in, like, you know, my success is totally what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no man can put, you know, can cap me off, because don't nobody know what Allah got for me. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like, you know, it's all on time. You know what I'm saying? It's all on time, and the fact that we're getting together and actually making these things happen. You know what I'm saying? Because I believe we can do it. You know what I'm saying? I always look at the glass being half full, you know? So.
That's right. Yeah, because we can't do it. And we're doing it. We're doing it. Alhamdulillah. All praises due to Allah, you know. Nothing moves except for by the might and strength of Allah. And this is something that I constantly remind myself in doing the work that I see myself venturing to do, not just presently, but hopefully be it in the future, mashallah. Jay Sean, do we have any callers at this point?
Hello? Not at this time.
Okay, let me remind everyone, if you're listening, please press 1 if you would like to speak or give a positive comment or, you know, ask a positive question. Please join us. We'd love to have you. So, all right, tell me a little more about your organization, Ahmed.
Oh, okay. Hold on 1 second. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, that's me right there. Well, my organization, sorry, pardon me, I'm at the store. Oh, this is
that's
the organization that me and the brother have came up with. It's actually about, it's called Always Straight. And it's basically about, instead of teaching kids about different business things, it's about helping them with their core principles. So in that regard, it's about teaching those morals and principles. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times we forget that, or we tend to overlook those particular things. So we try to teach kids about integrity instead of credit. Because if you teach a person how to run a business, but you haven't cultivated their heart, eventually, once a person establishes a life off your business and you turn out to be a cruddy person, it's not going to be good for those individuals. So if you don't change the heart, then it's like, you know, what are you doing? You're just teaching a corrupt person how to be a business person. So we focus on, like, trying to fix the heart of the youth and those, you know, young teenagers or adolescents or whatever that may be available. So we just try to help those people cultivate the inner self, the inner man, you know?
Hey, Chris, who that sound like,
yeah.
Chris?
sound like freedom over everything, community and focus. Like, that is, you know, that is the beautiful thing about all of us, you know, and the work that we do. It's like we're trying to reverse the curse. You know, in spite of our circumstances, you know, in spite of the hand that was dealt to us, in spite of the trials and tribulations that we went through it so that our children won't have to. And that's what it's all about, just making sure that our kids don't make the same mistakes that we've made.
And I deeply appreciate you reiterating that, because that is something I speak to constantly. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, may Allah's praise and salutation be upon him, in a narration of a dar that he spoke, and he said that the people who are greatest in faith or best in faith, an imam in faith, are those who are best in their character. And this is something that I always talk to and I speak to. A lot of people always saying, well, if you could change a person's thinking, you know what I'm saying, their mind. And I try to get people to understand that the thinking, the functioning of every ligament of a person's body stems from the king over that body, which is the heart. And if you haven't purulated that heart, if you haven't conditioned that heart to soften that heart towards all that be good before this person, you can put all the plentiful things you want in front of them. It's never going to produce. You know what I mean? And this is the most important part. You know, that I love the fact that you're speaking to that about, you know, the conditioning of the heart, recultivating the heart, because this is what is needed in our community and in our society, you know what I'm saying? But most importantly, in our families. You know, as you've been home now, what has been the issue? Like, what has been the situation with you and your family? Have you, you know, are you getting the support that you need? Is there any back, you know, a kickback, or what's going on? How is everything going with you and the family?
Thanks for asking. It's been going quite well. And the reason why I say that is because I just lost my brother to gun violence. As you know, my brother was killed in the streets of Norfolk 5 years ago. And that really stunned my family. So me coming home in the manner in which I'm coming home, it was needed. It was much needed. And It's just the right time, man. You know, my family just tired, man. We just tired, and they behind me. You know, of course, my family is from, you know, the low-income parts of Norfolk. So, you know, they are totally down with being positive, you know, on all levels. Who sees the best of the government other than those people from low-income houses? You know, you see them the best, you know.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Yeah, this is a wonderful, wonderful interview for me, y'all. I'm delighted over here. You should see my face is about to crack. Because this brother, I'm so proud. Yeah, man. Hey, listen, man. This is something I've been looking to for a long time. I've been looking forward to this for a long time in my return. And I can't wait to see you, you know, and embrace you, man. And I'm praying that we're going to definitely see each other on Saturday, you know, because we both be in the Richmond area doing some things together. And I can't wait to just see you and hold you in my arms, man, and just let you know how much I love you. And I appreciate you, brother. You know what I'm saying? You're truly needed in our community and in the movement out here of, you know what I'm saying, trying to rectify these issues within our community and our judicial system. So it's definitely what's going on. Mother Queen, anything you want to say?
Yeah, now that you're home and you're most definitely settled in and on your way to doing great things, I was just going to say how many people, you know, I hear the guys always say they come out walking backwards so they won't leave nobody behind or they don't forget where they come from. How many other guys like yourself have you left behind the walls that are ready to come home and, you know, do the things that you're doing? And I know you passed the torch before you left, so just speak about the guys who are in there that's like you, that's ready to come home and do the work.
Like Colin Dean,
Alhamdulillah. My main man, Connie Dean, Dante Jordan, definitely. You know, he should be home momentarily. You know, he just went up for parole under the juvenile thing. But, however, he's definitely ready to get out here and be, you know, boots in sand, so to speak, and help with the community. You know what I'm saying? Whether it's cutting hair or, you know, giving back, teaching kids about hygiene. I mean, we got all type of workshops on everything for the youth, you know, to help, you know, bring them up, bring them their morale and, you know, their integrity or whatever. But it's a few guys I know, mainly Dante Jordan is a guy who's definitely ready to come home and definitely ready. And another person that I have is another person, another brother. His name is Mikael. And Mikael, Brandon Williams from Newport News, he's another brother I can definitely say who's ready to come home and give back. And get hoops and sand and talk to these people out here face to face.
And the reason why they always say the recidivism rate is so high, but in the state of Virginia, we're really low. And, you know, you don't have that many repeat offenders with coming home. So with parole and everything, that it should be like the floodgates should be open. People should be flooding to get out. You know, we were the murder capital, and we in 1995, 96, there was a lot of crime, a lot of lockups. But all of these guys that went in the same time should be coming home around the same time. It just seemed like they're not letting enough of y'all out, you know, and they're keeping y'all under lock and key. So I just know there's so much more you all in there that needs and is ready to come home. So that's why I ask.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely.
Let me ask
you. Yeah,
hey, man.
Go ahead.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, man, and Mother Queen. Do you believe that the recidivism joint is so low because they don't give a person a chance to come home and see if they're going to do the right thing? Because, I mean, since that law, that 85% law went into effect, I mean, who's really coming home? I mean, you got to do 85% of your time. So it's kind of like,
right.
You look at the math, Matt, if you get sentenced to 100 years, you got to do 85 years. So if you sentenced to 50 years, you got to do about 42 and a half years. So, I mean, when you look at 25, you're basically doing 23 years off of 25 years. And I understand if you do the crime, you do the time. But, however, you got a lot of programs and stuff in there. My thing is, if this money that's invested in all this thinking for a change, all these programs is predicated on helping changing the thinking. If we don't trust these programs to give these guys another chance, then it's almost like it's a Ponzi scheme going on with the money. The money is being allocated for the program. See, I want an audit. Right. I want an audit to go on to DOC. Because in the federal prison system, when you take programs, you get time off your sentence. So why not in the state? You know? So
That's right. That's
and
right.
Not only that,
and,
you're promoting. And not only that, it's just showing that your program is not successful. So you need to. So the program is sad that we had to take the matters into our own. You all had to take the matters into your own hands and rehabilitate yourselves because their program obviously doesn't work.
And this is why at the People's Tribunal, you will hear Community United Focus speaking towards the truth in returning citizens and their impact, because a great deal of the returning citizens are the people right now who are impacting the community with change in a positive manner. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people aren't aware of this. And this is why you have such a low recidivism rate right now in the state of Virginia, because brothers are coming home with that, fulfilling that desire that they've had. Because majority people don't really understand is that majority of men and women who end up behind barbed wire city, you know what I'm saying, they're not people who want to be criminal. It's just the nature of their condition and the state in which they come from. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And people don't know different until they start doing different. And this is what happens. And so when they realize the potential in themselves and they see that they have this ability to live an upright life opposed to the life that they were conditioned to believe they can live in, you know, they progress and they start to succeed because they, you know, embedded some structure in their life. Right now, let's see if we got a caller. Jay Sean, we got a caller?
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Who's speaking?
Good evening.
Hey.
Sister Crystal. Brother Hassan. I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. I thank God. Brother Malau.
Hey, sister. How are you?
Oh,
I'm fine. I'm so grateful to have you. Yeah, Sister LaToya, one of our family members, you know what I'm saying, always holding us down and keeping us strong out there representing in Jersey, you know. How's everything going for you, sister?
Everything's going well. I can't complain. I'm very grateful. Yes, yes, yes. I thank God.
Alhamdulillah. Okay. We're here with
you. Okay. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm jumping in front of you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. This is your, go ahead.
Okay.
Say what you need to say.
I'm going to say to your guest speaker, I wanted to tell you to hold on. Your change is coming. Just hold on. Don't you worry about a thing. You're going to make it. You already did. You are making it, but you just hold on. Don't you worry about a thing.
Yes. You hear that shot? Ahmed? I think we lost him. Ahmed. Oh, man. We may have lost him. Well, Jay Sean, can you see if you can get him back?
His call dropped.
Oh,
okay. He'll probably call back in. That's okay. He can probably hear you. But thank you again, Sister LaToya. Do we have any other callers?
I have Brother Leon on. I don't know if he's still on the line. He was on my
line.
I don't know what happened.
Okay. Okay. Well, alhamdulillah, like I said, you know, this is what I'm talking about. This is the truth in, you know, returning citizens. As you can see, this brother is already having an impact just as he's in the presence right now on Point of Impact. And this is what it's all about. And this is that myth that we're striving to remove, that 53% of African-American men who return home in the Virginia DOC, they say return back within 2 to 3 years. Well, I've been home 3 years now, and guess what? Alhamdulillah, Minhaj ain't going back. Okay, so, and I got so many other brothers who are aligned with me, in the ranks with me, who are out here doing the real world work, and it's this trophy to see these guys moving in the way that they're moving, these sisters moving in the way that they're moving, you know what I'm saying? And I big up the sisters, because the sisters, they don't seem to get all the support that a lot of the men get. And I get the factor because overwhelmingly there are right now, and I believe there's 3,000 and something women in the state of Virginia incarcerated versus the 36,000 men incarcerated in the state of Virginia. So we're talking about and this again also shows to the fact that, you know, it's not by coincidence that the African American men, 53% of them. In Virginia society, are in prison. are in prison versus 20% in the society. 43% occupy the population in the jails of the state of Virginia. So whether you're in jail or in the prison system of the penitentiary, they outnumber the percentage of African-American males in the society itself. So this is ridiculous. And so, but at the same time, we see these brothers who are returning home, man, and they just doing the fabulous work. And I just want to encourage everyone, if you can make it October the 7th out to this People's Tribunal, please make it. It's going to be a very, very impactful event, very informative, to help a lot of people. And it was established by a brother named Phil Willado and Virginia Defenders for Freedom, Justice, and Equality. And it will be at the Greater Richmond Convention Center, 400 East Marshall Street, Richmond, Virginia. That's 400 East Marshall Street, Richmond, Virginia, at the Greater Richmond Convention Center. You don't want to miss it. It's free. Come on in. You know, participate, meet all, and get your plug in with all of these fabulous organizations that are going to be present, you know what I'm saying, and meet the people you need to meet to make the moves you need to make. So, you know, be present. So what's going on? Ahmad, you back with us? Shot.
No, he's not back.
We may have lost him, maybe. Okay. We may have lost him, and that's okay. We'll get an opportunity to talk with. Do we have any more callers, Jason?
Not at this moment.
Okay, well, I guess we got a lot of people either. I know how y'all do. Y'all get shy when y'all see these phone lines starting. A lot of y'all, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no need of being shy. See, Sister Latoya, she's really a play the backdrop type sister, but I guess, you know, she calls in and she speaks, you know. So, brothers and sisters, listen, press 1 if you would like to give a positive comment or any type of positive statement towards the conversation that we're having here today. And it's just wonderful, and I think we all should be celebrating this man's return home, as we should celebrate all brothers and sisters who are returning home with positive attitudes and behaviors to bring about change and rectification in their life and the life of their families and their community. So let's support these people as strongly as we possibly can, and, you know, and just be there to hold them up, you know, and help them get through. For me, I can tell you all, I'm still fighting to get my feet up under me. And I've been home now 3 years. So it's not an easy push. You know, just because you come home, you know, and most of us, of course, we enter into this my new society of prison with already being impacted by traumatic situations. So we already go into the prison system with post-traumatic stress and things of this nature, and then we compound that post-traumatic stress with the experience of being incarcerated. And then we come home with all of that built up on us and then have to endure the struggles of all the barriers and things that lie in our way as we strive to progress. And these are, you know, it's very, very, very difficult. Mother Queen, you want to speak to that?
Yeah, I was just
going to,
you know, build on what you were saying. I know it's not easy coming home. I watch a lot of men come home and they're trying to readjust, see where they fit in at, see, just piece people, fill people out. You know, you're dealing with different personalities, a whole different mindset, a whole new list of rules, and, you know, so I can imagine the stress that goes into coming home as well as being incarcerated, you know. But the beautiful side of it is that you're free to come and go as you please. You don't have to hear the doors slamming no more. You don't have to share a small, you know, space with anybody else. You can walk outside and see the birds and the trees and smell the flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So I see that all of that is something to embrace, you know, knowing that you made it through, knowing that you overcame,
right.
You conquered prison is basically like you've been released from a war zone. So I most definitely can understand or try to visualize and try to have compassion for those who are coming home. He is 10 days, he said, home free, and he's already doing so much and being pulled in so many different directions. I know he is going to live up to the potential that things that he has set for himself while incarcerated. I hope he's able to do all the things that he, all the, you know, just overcome all the goals that he set for himself. I can see him already on the right path. He's surrounding himself with great people. People can come home and do a lot of things and be selfish in a lot of ways, but he's coming home giving back. So I commend him for that. I'm so proud of all of you all. All of you all. When you first asked me to be a co-host, I was like, he is already doing great things, giving back. I'm so proud of you, so proud of Hassan, you know, Brother Willie, Paul Taylor, Azeem, Sincere, all of y'all, Brother Khalid, like I can go, Brother Ed, who has his own organization, like all of y'all that I've been around, people cannot tell me that you all are bad people.
Yeah, Brother Catchmo, oh man, there's so many brothers that are out here doing the thing, and you know, Sister Sheba Williams. Oh man, it's like Mother Deidre from Teens with a Purpose. It's so many people, organizations. Miss Krista Ellison, who's right here with us, executive director. It's like this is like it's really it's beautiful and it's tear jerking at the same time because our community hurts a lot. We're a community that is still in need of healing. We're a nation of people that are in need of healing. And, you know, by the grace of Allah, we are striving towards healing. And I can only see that helping us to help each other heal. And the work that we're all doing and the purpose that we're all out here striving for, you know, to bring change and redevelopment to the people is something that is outstanding. And I'm just grateful for it. And I just hope that our listeners can be motivated and inspired in some way and that we, too, can be of some significance in the path that they're choosing to take right now. Because I try to tell people all the time, Iman, faith, it increases and decreases. Well, life is in the same fold. Life has increases of good and it has decreases of bad. But you have to maintain and hold on to that rope. And you have to constantly strive to keep pulling yourself up when you're coming into those moments of low in your life, because you're going to encounter them. You're going to experience them, no matter how much for loose money you think you can attain or how much popularity you can attain. All of these things never remove you from the struggles that are awaiting you and the struggles that you incur in the path of life that you're upon. And this is something that, you know, I try to do, forgive me, I strive to constantly, you know, be a reminder to others, but most importantly myself, because it is real. And though we do a lot of positive things in the community, we too are still needing that reinforcement, that support. You know what I'm saying? We're human. And I would encourage everyone to remove that verbiage from your language of I'm independent. And it's okay if you disagree with me, but I don't know a human being on earth that's independent. I don't know a human being on earth that is independent. And if you're anything of Allah's creation and you recognize that you are of Allah's creation, then you would know that you are surely not independent. For we are relying upon so many factors to give us life, more or less sustain life. And this is something that I try to remind myself, most importantly, as well as others. You know, this is a life of struggle. And it is about you striving in resilience to continue to climb those adversities that come in your way and not fold and not surrender to the shaitan, the devil, and his weak whispers. So, you know, hey, man, just keep your head up and know that though you may be going through something, there's someone going through something just a little more harder, just a little more difficult, just a little more troublesome, you know. What you feel, ma? How you feeling, queen?
I'm feeling, you know, I'm excited. I'm excited for what this how the year is going to end and how the next year is going to begin with, you know, the guys coming home. You know, there are a lot of cases that's still up in the air for a lot of brothers. You know, KD just had his parole hearing, who is the vice president of freedom of everything. So I'm excited. I'm excited for everybody. You know, my prayer has always been set the captives free. You know, so when these guys touch down and they take off with boots running, I'm more than excited to see, you know, because it takes a tribe to raise a child. You cannot say you can do it by yourself. You cannot say that, you know, we as women, oh, that's my baby, or, you know, a lot of times and we've been left alone for so many years to raise these children. But look how that turned out. We're not doing a great job as we think we are. So it does take mother and father in the household. It does take a man and a woman to raise the child. It takes the mother, grandmother, aunties, and uncles. So we most definitely need to stick together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That union is very important. And that's something that needs to be, it needs to be reiterated quite often, that union and that institution of family and marriage and things of this nature. We definitely need to work a lot harder in establishing that in our community and reflecting that, you know, in our communities. Do we have any more callers, Jayshawn? Anybody want to come in?
Not yet.
Boy, this is unusual because we're hearing crickets tonight. We don't normally get all that. We normally have a lot of callers, you know. Tonight, you know, and also we want to remember we miss our brother Miles, who is also one of Point of Impact POI family members, and we love you, man, and we're praying for you, brother Miles. Hopefully you get our, you know, our message to know that we are thinking of you and we love you, brother, and we've been praying for you, you know what I'm saying, and he's an elder of the family, and we love when he comes out because I miss his charm and his enthusiasm and all them shots he be shooting at us. I miss that brother right there. But this is our family, y'all, and you know, we would love to have you be a part of our family. So if you're a person who's out here striving to, you know, bring about change in your life and the life of the people that surround you, please give us a call and share with us your story and allow us to, you know, introduce you to the society and the people who need your inspiration. You know, this is what it's about. You know, each one teach one, helping one to get up. You know what I'm saying? And we're here. Just let us know how we can help you and in which way that we can help you. You know, that's most important. But I'm not going to come to your house and knock on the door and tell you I got all this for you. And then you turn around and you tell me, well, that's not what I need. I need this. So the only way that I can help you is by you letting me know what you need. You know what I'm saying? Not me telling you what you need, you know. I need to know what you need so that I can know how I can be a benefit to you, you know. So this has been a wonderful show. We miss Brother Hassan tonight, but he's out doing the work that we all do and representing Community United Focus and CORE and Freedom Over Everything. And that's, you know, that's what we do, y'all. And, you know, we're out here putting in this time and work to try to help bring about betterment in people's lives. And remember, everybody, again, I want to remind you, December the 15th in Virginia Beach, Virginia, at 80/20 Juice Bar. That's right, 80/20 Juice Bar at 5725 Hampton Boulevard in Norfolk, Virginia. Virginia Beach, Virginia. So please join us on December the 15th from 7 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. This will be an event full of entertainment. We have Brother Ulu coming through to entertain us. We have Brother Old Head coming through to entertain us. We have our keynote speakers will be Mr. Eric Majette, who is the president of Virginia's Virginia Beach chapter of the NAACP, along with Norfolk's branch president, the first ever black woman president, Stacey Armstead. You don't want to miss this, these keynote speakers. I'm telling you, these are two powerful people that are really in the community making change with the NAACP in their branch, you know what I'm saying, in their branch of the NAACP, and they're doing fantastic work in the community. So you definitely don't want to miss this event. And along with the many people that we will be recognizing that night, and Ahmed will be one of those people that we're recognizing. So you definitely want to get out and be a part of this event. We're going to have free food. The food is going to be – the food is delicious. Am I right, Mother Queen? The food is sun delicious.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you know, you definitely want to come out because you're going to be taking two or three plates home with you. But come on out, man, and meet some real good people, people who are, you know what I'm saying, genuine in what they're doing. And you'll be able to meet some you'll be able to have face-to-face conversations with people like the Commonwealth Attorney, Mr. Ramin Fadahi, Councilman John Page, Delegate Jackie Glass, Senator Ms. Angela Williams-Graves. You know, come on out, man. You know, there's going to be a number of fantastic people for you to talk to. And we don't want you to miss this opportunity. Brother Mr. Marcus will be joining us too. Okay, we got a caller, y'all. Who's calling?
As-salamu alaykum, my brother.
Peace. Well, alaykum as-salam. Is this Brother Miles?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, brother, how you doing, man?
I'm upset with you, homie. I heard about all the food. You ain't said me nothing.
Man, listen, we ain't get it going yet, but what we do, brother, we'll make sure we get you a plate all the way in Jersey. Okay.
Keep mine away from Hassan. If Hassan eat like he talks, y'all all gonna starve.
I'll be sure to tell him. Man, we doing well, brother. We miss you, brother. We miss you. We miss you these last, I think you've been gone like 2 or 3 weeks now. We miss you, brother.
Yeah, I was checking out the YouTube thing. Jay was sending me a link to it, and I was listening to y'all show that way.
Okay, good. Well, we're grateful that you were there in the presence of your spirit. Man, we love you, brother, and we've all been praying for you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide you on the straight path and heal you. I mean, yes, sir.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
It's good to hear y'all voice.
Yes, sir.
Man. I'm a whole lot better than I was when I got here.
Well, we already know, you know, you're a strong brother, and you're going to definitely, fight the fight. You know what I'm saying? So, alhamdulillah, you know, it is what it is, man. Right now you're doing better, and that's the beautiful thing, you know. That's a beautiful thing. So with that, everybody, we're going to get out of here. Mother Queen, you want to give any last words to the audience?
Hold on. Mother Queen, nice to hear from you.
Same. You too. Glad to hear you doing better. You know, it's just been a beautiful show. Another brother, touchdown, coming home, you know, set free from, you know, behind the walls. I'm just so excited to what's to come. I'm excited about what we have coming up for the remaining year. We're going to close out the year with a bang. I know we missed Brother Hassan, but, you know, through it all, we're going to make it. I know this is something that is ordained for us to do, so it's nothing that is short of a miracle. So I'm blessed and highly favored. Looking forward to everything that is going to be dropping in the next couple of months.
Yeah, and also if you're in the Norfolk area, November 11th, Community United Focus is having a blanket drive. So if you're in the Norfolk area and you would like to participate and aid us in providing blankets, backpacks with comfortable wear for the winter for people who are homeless, and we're going to provide them with a bowl of chili, a warm meal, and a nice good piece of cornbread. I can tell you that cornbread is going to be fire. And I'm going to tell you, so, excuse me, if you're in the area and you would like to join us, November the 11th, we are having a blanket drive. If you would like to donate, please send your donations to Cash App, $MUBD5. That's $MUBD5, and we would deeply appreciate anything that you can donate. If you would like to, please do so, so that we can provide others with a means of warmth while they are in the streets trying to survive. Okay, this is what we all have a responsibility to do, to aid one another. Trust me. You know, we come in the world, you know, by ourselves, but we're in the world with others. We're not alone when we're in the world. So we need to think about each other. We need to concern ourselves about each other, because we all will find ourselves someday again in need and needing assistance. No one is in this. I tell you, remove that verbiage. I'm independent. No, no one is independent. No one.
That's right.
So let's keep that in mind, you know, and let's strive our best. And again, I'm going to give y'all all salutes and love from my brother Hassan. He couldn't join us today. Hassan Shabazz, I'm sure he sends you all his love, and grateful for y'all supporting us. And again, please join us next week. Every Sunday at 7 p.m., man, we are here. Every Sunday, 7 p.m., we are here, okay, right here. And remember, this is an authentic underground podcast. As you just seen, we just had Ahmed Shy on. The brother just came home, and this is what we do. We spotlight the people who are doing the right thing. And if you're doing the right thing and continuing to do the right thing, we're going to be there to support you and help you and do whatever it is you need to get through. So, look, let's all stand strong. And remember, take this time, man, to do whatever it is. Stop what you're doing right now. Just stop what you're doing. And take this time right now, y'all, to do something that will benefit you in this life as well as the hereafter, and that will benefit your family, and that will benefit your community, your locality. With that, we're going to close. Brother Jay Shaw, you want to say anything, man?
Oh, no, I was just going to say it's a good show. It's a good thing that you're showing people, well, your platform is showing people that it is people coming home from being incarcerated that want to do the right thing and doing the right thing. And that's a good platform, because a lot of people, you know, they're not aware of that. But you making it known, or you and your team making it known. That's it.
Yeah, that's what we do. This is what we do, man. We ain't playing with you. You know what I'm saying? And remember, this is the Thurless Underground podcast going on. We ain't looking for fame. We ain't looking for Hollywood. We just looking to bring about change. So listen, man, join us, support us. Help us to, you know, get this message out. And if you know anyone who's not listening, hey, tune them in, man. Tune them in. You know what I'm saying? And bring them on in, man. Don't keep it all to yourself. Okay. Hey, look, we got to go. Everybody, we'll see you next week, man. We see you on the 8th, okay? October the 8th at 7 p.m. Sunday right here, Point of Impact, y'all, POI, Prisoners of Incarceration. This is what we do, man. Love. Everybody be strong. Assalamu alaikum. Peace.
Shout out Young Swiss. Thinking with your head, but you get a shot of one. Remember all the past lessons that you learned from. And I-